to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host here with my other host, Daniel Garza.
I'm Carson Phillips.
And we're going to be talking about a fun little movie today. Just a fun little guy. It's a fun comedy. What We Do in the Shadows.
Yep, guys.
This one's for all you... all you New Zealanders out there that listen.
Yep, this is for New Zealand, guys. This is probably one of my favorite movies of horror comedy out there. And I remember, too, one of my friends, Tim Anchano, introduced me to this movie living in Texas. And
it's a good college movie.
Yeah, they're like, oh... hey, look out this new movie. And at first I thought it was so stupid, I thought it was going to be so stupid. And I started watching it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally the funniest movie ever. So, let me read the log line and then we'll jump right in. Viago, Deacon, and Vladislav are vampires who are struggling with the mundane aspects of modern life, like paying rent, keeping up with the chore wheel, trying to get into nightclubs, and overcoming flatmate conflicts.
Do they even cut that pay out. Rent?
I don't know. I know that they're doing the chore thing. You haven't done the dishes in 4 years. Guys, yeah, this is the comedy written by none other than Taika Waititi.
And Jermaine Clement?
Yeah, I don't know.
They both also star in the film.
Pretty much... I mean, just a brief summary. It's more like a slice of life kind of movie. There's nothing
really. It's
kind of
like watching an Office episode.
Yeah, so that's what it's based off of. It's kind of like this documentary series like style where they interview all the vampires and they just talk about it like if it's like their regular life, but they're them being vampires. So they're explaining everything like it's regular to them, but obviously it's not because they're vampires. But guys, this movie is just, it's really funny. They have such a one-liner kind of, like, it's like one of those movies, kind of like Napoleon Dynamite, how Napoleon Dynamite isn't an amazing movie, but it's so quotable, and this one, I think, kind of falls in there, except for I actually like this movie. I think it has also a good plot, and then it also leans into a lot of the tropes of, like, vampire comedy and werewolf comedy.
But in a fun way.
Yeah.
Like, when they're like, oh, we can't see how to get ready because we can't see ourselves in the mirror and then I'm trying to get ready to go clubbing. Super funny. So it's like, it takes like all those things that would make being a vampire impractical in real life and like pokes fun at it in a clever way for the most part. Yeah. I mean, as far as likes go, it's the humor is super smart. I like the idea of it being a mockumentary kind of setup.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like The Office or even like Documentary Now. I don't know if you've seen that show, but it has a very similar kind of humor to Documentary Now. But yeah, so I really don't have any dislikes. I think the film, like the cinematography is good for this kind of story. I kind of, towards the end, they start to acknowledge the camera more as if like those are characters a little bit. I kind of feel like there could have been a little bit less of that, but. That's really my only complaint.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just reading some of these quotes from the movie.
Oh, I was like, you're like dying over there.
Well, remember that one part where he was like, he said like Viago is pretty old fashioned. And then it cuts to him being like, we should get some slay.
Oh, he's yeah. And then when they do their backstories, they do the backstories for all the vampires as flashbacks. And he's like a Nazi. He was like a Nazi vampire. And he's like... He's like, you know, it was hard, you know, after the war, being a Nazi and a Nazi vampire. I was like, oh, my goodness.
This one where he says, I went into the lounge the other day and there was blood all over my nice antique couch. Which one? The red one? Well, it's red now, yeah.
Yeah, that was
if
good.
We push images and we can see.
What are your likes?
So yeah, pretty much I just like the fact that it is a really funny movie. Like, it's nothing to where it's like, okay, they're trying a little bit too hard. Like, genuinely all of it has some good funny parts in it that, like, if you grew up in the world at all with like Twilight and all that type of, like, because this kind of came out during all that hype. Yeah. And then The Office, like, they just pretty much took like some of the most popular things at that time, put them together and made this movie. And
but it doesn't feel like a parody, which I feel like a parody wouldn't be have as much lasting humor. Kind of like when we watched Scary Movie last year, we're like, this doesn't really work anymore. But in this case, it'll work forever.
So that's gonna be. I mean, I don't really have anything bad to say about this movie. It might be a little bit like quality wise dated. I don't know.
I don't think so though. You don't think so? I feel like the special effects, like, even though they're not amazing, it still like works because it's funny. Like,
yeah, I think so too. The saddest part to me is when, spoiler alert, Peter dies and
rip.
Yeah,
that was funny though. Like, the payoff for that was so good.
Yeah, it was. With the cops when they come in, like, oh, this is
there's that whole extended segment. I could see why they base a show off that, because like that segment is so funny.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
The cops are so dumb.
Anyway, okay, guys, so that's like going to be it for What We Do in the Shadows. I really highly recommend this one. It's probably some of my favorite style comedy and comedy.
It's good.
Movies in general.
I honestly thought we were watching Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp, and I was like kind of dreading it. And then I was pleasantly surprised by this instead, because I was like,
wait,
oh, this is actually like.
Is this a first watch for you?
This is a first watch, yeah.
What? I never saw this before. Oh my gosh.
Well, I thought we were watching Dark Shadows, which is that I thought that's what we were watching. I didn't think we were watching this. And then I like Taika though. Like, I've seen most of his movies except for this one.
That is so funny. Really, what did you think of it? Did you like it a lot, or did you like meh?
Yeah.
What would you rate it?
Oh, this is great. I would watch it again right now.
Honestly,
like, I'm 4 out of 5.
What? 4 out of 5?
Like,
wow.
Out of 5.
Okay. I totally forgot
maybe
this was your first
half.
Watch. Oh, dude, yeah,
no,
this
I really
is,
enjoyed it.
This is one of my favorite movies ever. But we're out of time by a lot. So, guys,
let's get out of here.
Yeah, I've been wasting time though. Guys, we are going to be talking about another movie. I'm so not prepared for this episode.
Guys, I apologize. Our last few episodes we had some technical difficulties on my end, so everything should be fixed now, but I do apologize for that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
you probably didn't even notice. Should we just not acknowledge it?
No, I'm sure somebody's going to notice.
There's like
they might not say
notice.
Anything
for those
to
that
us, but
notice.
I'm sure somebody's going to notice. It's
very
noticeable.
People are very vocal when things go wrong.
That's true. That's true. But hey, guys, we like it when you are vocal when things go wrong, because that means you're listening. So, guys, this was What We Do in the Shadows. I recommend it for pretty much everyone. It is a rated R movie. It's got a lot of like funny blood and kind of stuff. It's nothing really like
it's
too
not,
crazy. It's more of comedy.
It's not gory. It's not like disturbing gore. It's like,
yeah, it's just like you can tell it's fake by a lot.
Yeah. There's some swearing.
It's all so right, cool, funny. Guys. So tomorrow we will be talking about Sorority Row.
This yeah, we're going back to college.
Yeah, this is another throwback. What? This is like when we were in high school. Anyway, guys.
Sororities are part of the college.
Oh, experience. I'm stupid. I hate myself. Okay, guys. We will see you tomorrow.
That's a clean slate.